Shalom, everybody. The very beginning of Sefer Bereishis, the very beginning of Parshas Bereishis, begins with Bereishis, with the Reishis, with the beginning of the creation of the world, with the creation of the universe. And the Torah tells us, at the conclusion of the sixth day of creation, after the entire universe was created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah says the following. It's in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Vayar Elokim, Eskol Asher Asah, God saw everything that he did, everything that he made, everything that he created, Vihine Tov Me'od, and it was all very good. And then the pasuk continues, Vayere Vayivoker Yom HaShishi, this was the sixth day, and of course we continue with the introduction of Shabbos. What does it mean, Vihine Tov Me'od? For most of the other days of creation, Hashem looked at what he'd made that day, and he said that it was Tov, it was good. But here, at the end of the creation, the Torah says that it was Tov Me'od. What does Tov Me'od mean? The Medrash says, it's in Bereishis Rabbah, Parsha Tes, Piska Tes, the Medrash says something phenomenal. The Torah says, Vihine Tov, that when the Torah says Tov, that refers Ze Yetzer Tov. That refers to the Yetzer HaTov. But Vihine Tov Me'od, Ze Yetzer Hara. What does that mean? How could the Medrash say that? If Tov is the Yetzer HaTov, then Tov Me'od should be more than that. Even more than just the regular Yetzer HaTov. How can it be that Tov Me'od means the Yetzer Hara? This question is asked by the Dubna Magi. The Dubna Magi of Yaakov Kranz, who died in 1804. The Dubna Magi asks this question in his Sefer on the Chumash, called Ohel Yaakov. It's found in the Bereishis volume on our Pasuk, and specifically, it begins with the words, Vihine Mizeh Nikach. As the Dubna Magi often does, he brings a mashal, he brings a parable to explain this Pasuk and this Medrash. The Dubna Magid says, imagine in the old days, there was no refrigeration in the 18th century. Imagine you go to the butcher and you see a piece of meat, and perhaps that piece of meat was very, very fresh. If that piece of meat was very, very fresh, the butcher would not put any spices or fragrances on the meat. You see the meat, you see it's fresh, and you buy it. But the Dubna Magid says, if you were going to see a piece of meat in the butcher shop before there was refrigeration, and that meat had heavy spices, heavy fragrance, then you know very well that those spices and those fragrances are masking the odor that is beginning to creep into this meat. This meat is old. This meat is not worth buying. And what the butcher did was place some spices on there to throw you off the scent, excuse the pun, of this meat. That is exactly, says the Dubna Magid, what is going on in this Medrash and in our Pasuk. When you see something in this world which is physical and you see that it is good, then you know that you can use that physical thing properly in the service of Hashem. You know that your approach to that physical thing is appropriate. You know that what you are seeing is something that is physical, but you are seeing it with the proper eyes in the proper way. It's good. There's nothing wrong with something being good. But if you see something physical, maybe that food, or maybe that car, or maybe that jewelry, and you look at it and you say that is perfect, if you say that is Tov Me'od, if you say that that is perfect, then you know that you are seeing it with the Yetzer Hara, not with the Yetzer HaTov. Hashem, who sees all and who knows all and understands all, Hashem and Hashem alone can say that something in this world is Tov or is Tov Me'od. But we have to be careful. We can say something is Tov. There are a lot of good things in this world, no question about it. And those good things can be used, must be used, in the service of Hashem. But the minute we start seeing something that is perfect, be careful. It may well be that meat, that rotting meat in the mashal of the Dubna Magid. And it's not only true about physical things, but it's true about ourselves and how we view ourselves and how we view our accomplishments and how we view our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. When we see things as being good, I'm good, I'm doing well, that can come from the Yetzer HaTov. But if you wait for things to be perfect, if you want everything to be perfect, if you need something to be tov me'od, then that's the Yetzer Hara. There's an old aphorism which has been attributed to a number of people, which says, perfect is the enemy of good. Searching for good is the Yetzer HaTov. Wonderful. You should be a good davener. You should be a good Baal Chesed. You should be a good husband and wife and child and sibling. Beautiful. But if you're shooting for perfect, then you'll never get there. And that must be the work of the Yetzer Hara. Have an amazing day, everyone.